This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Тобто ми будемо використовувати як сталевий кулак, Iron Fist, для того, щоб пробивати.
Ukraine's defense minister said on Friday that new tanks supplied by NATO countries would serve as an iron fist in a counteroffensive by Kyiv to break through Russian defensive lines. The official Oleksiy Reznikov told a news briefing with his Polish counterpart that Western supplies of 155-millimeter artillery were vital for Ukraine to weather Russia's own attacks in the south and the east. Kyiv secured pledges from the West last month to supply main battle tanks to help fend off Russia's invasion, with Moscow mounting huge efforts to make advances in the east. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken postponed a visit to China that had been expected to start on Friday after a Chinese spy balloon was tracked flying across the United States in what U.S. officials called a clear violation of U.S. sovereignty. Blinken spoke to reporters Friday afternoon in Washington.
The first step is getting the surveillance asset out of our airspace, and that's what we're focused on. And I thought it was very important for Wang Yi, the senior foreign policy official in Beijing, to hear this directly from me.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson confirmed that the balloon did in fact belong to China. The spokesperson said it was a civilian airship used mainly for meteorological research and had deviated from its planned course. Despite that, the U.S. Defense Department said Friday that the balloon is there for surveillance in violation of U.S. airspace and international law. Pope Francis met South Sudan President Salva Kiir and his family at the presidential palace on Friday. The pontiff began a visit to South Sudan on Friday with a plea to its leaders to turn their backs on violence, ethnic